At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome to another episode of the Bamateur Hour. I'm Bamateur John. Today is Thursday, July 3rd, 2025, in the year of our Lord. I'm going to be the only one on this episode today. I want to wish all of you a happy 4th of July, and I hope you all enjoy and have a safe and wonderful 4th of July weekend. Thank you for tuning into this episode. We now have over 1,300 subscribers on our YouTube channel and growing, and we have thousands of listeners to the podcast who are listening on the YouTube channel or on Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, iHeart Podcast, Spotify, Podcast Index, and RSS Podcast. Please subscribe, like, follow, and click the notification button wherever you access our content, and we really appreciate you listening to the Bamateur Hour. We are amateurs who talk about Alabama football, basketball, and other sports-related topics for the University of Alabama, and we are blessed to be here. On today's episode, we are going to do a rewind, relook at the Alabama loss to UT in Knoxville in 2024. That was a really tough loss for Alabama, having already been lost to Vanderbilt when they ventured into the state of Tennessee 2 weeks prior. Alabama goes to Knoxville and loses to the Tennessee Vols by a score of 24-17 in Neyland Stadium. It was a really tough loss for Alabama. It put two losses now onto them in 3 weeks and really put them in a situation where they could not lose any more games the rest of the season if they wanted to make the playoffs and contend for a national championship. Unfortunately, they would go out to Oklahoma and lose a third time in the season, and that would effectively eliminate them from playoff contention. But really, it all started in the Vanderbilt game, and then many of the issues they had in the Vanderbilt game and that they had in the South Carolina game carried over into this loss to Tennessee in Knoxville. In the first half, it was a low-scoring affair, so we'll just kind of recap the game, and then we're going to go through it in more details. Alabama did take a 7-0 lead at halftime, but it was a very ugly, low-scoring affair. Tennessee turned the ball over three times. Tennessee also missed two field goals, as Alabama was not really able to fully capitalize on those scoring opportunities. Alabama missed a field goal, had an interception, and just overall their offense was not very effective. Alabama should have had at least a 10-0 lead and possibly could have had a 17-0 or 21-0 lead had they capitalized on all the mistakes that Tennessee made and had Alabama been able to finish drives in the red zone and put up points. But not to be, as Tennessee's defense proved to be very stingy throughout the game, and Tennessee would clean up their play in the second half, stop turning the ball over, and Alabama's offense would bog down in the second half. Tennessee came out in the third quarter. They were able to tie the game 7-7. Alabama then responded and was able to kick a field goal to take a 10-7 lead. Tennessee came back, scored again on a 55-yard pass play to take a 14-10 lead. Alabama responded to take a 17-14 lead in the fourth quarter, and that would be the last time Alabama would score. Tennessee would then put 10 more points on the board to take a 24-17 win as they scored 10 consecutive points and shut down Alabama the rest of the game once Alabama had a 17-14 lead. When you're watching the game, when Alabama took a 17-14 lead in the fourth quarter, you really felt like Alabama had a decent shot at winning this game, even though there were mistakes being had and Tennessee was playing much better in the second half. But Tennessee was able to assert their dominance on both lines of scrimmage as their defensive line was able to shut down Alabama's offense and both in their running game and in the passing game. And UT was able to assert their offensive dominance and were able to really run the ball and control the clock and then make key pass plays needed to put the points on the board and also take advantage of the Alabama miscues and penalties in the second half. As Alabama had a 7-0 lead at halftime, but then Tennessee came out in the second half, played mistake-free football, and won the game. Won the second half by a score of 24-10 to take a 24-17 win. So those are some of the key things just to note from a high-level view of the game and a quick recap. Really, at the end of the game, with Tennessee leading 21-17, Alabama had the ball with a minute 28 left, and we're going to see if Jalen Milroe could take Alabama down the field in a minute 28 and figure out a way to score and allow Alabama to somehow pull this game out. Milroe throws an interception immediately on first down, and Tennessee takes over and is able to finish off Alabama and get the win. It was a really, really tough performance for Alabama and a bitter pill to swallow, as Alabama did not play mistake-free football. Penalties and turnovers really hurt them. And then they were unable to take advantage of the Tennessee miscues in the first half and put points on the board, as it really just showed how much better Tennessee was on both the offensive and defensive line and how much more disciplined Tennessee was in the second half to be able to win this game and put Alabama away. So now let's go into details of the game. I'm going to go through the summary of all the drives in the game. Alabama came out and took the opening kickoff, and Alabama comes out, and they go three and out, and they punt. Tennessee takes over the ball on their first drive in the first half, and they go four plays for 43 yards, but Dylan Sampson fumbles at the end of a 20-yard run, and Alabama is able to recover the ball on their own 18-yard line. So fortunate play, as Tennessee was moving the ball very effectively, as they did really the whole game, and the running game was very effective. But they were able to get Sampson to fumble the ball at the end of the run, as he had poor ball security, and Alabama recovers the ball. Alabama gets the ball back. They go nine plays for 32 yards and punt and pin Tennessee back on their own 14-yard line. In that drive, on that nine-play drive for 32 yards, Milroe threw four incomplete passes on the drive, and UT really was able to shut Alabama down, but Alabama again is able to put UT back on their heels. UT comes out and on their second drive, and they go three and out, and they punt to Alabama, and Alabama gets good field position this time, getting the ball on their own 49-yard line. Alabama comes out in eight plays on their third drive. They go eight plays for 48 yards, but they turn the ball over on a Milroe interception in the red zone. Bama picked up two first downs on a Milroe 16-yard pass to Ryan Williams and 20-yard pass to Kendrick Law. Milroe then takes a sack on second and five for a 5-yard loss to put Bama into 13 to put Bama in the third down on 3rd and 10. Milrow hits Justice Haynes to convert a 3rd and long and put Bama on the UT 4-yard line. And on 2nd and goal on the 3-yard line, Milrow throws an interception. And Jared McCoy returns the interception 54 yards and puts UT in business on the Bama 46-yard line. Alabama, instead of getting at least a field goal out of that drive and possibly a touchdown, the Milrow interception proves very costly. And quite honestly, Bama was lucky not for that to end up being a pick six. It was just a poor execution by Milrow on the throw and another turnover. UT takes over the ball, and on their 3rd drive, they go 6 plays for 11 yards, and they have end up with a missed field goal. So Bama's very fortunate that UT's not able to convert on the Milrow interception. So the score is still tied 0-0 with less than 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. So you've had a lot of action in the game, but both teams have miscues, and neither team's able to put any points on the board. Alabama really hurt themselves by not having at least 3 to 7 points on the board at this point in the game, and it will come back to haunt them later as they lose the game and fall behind in the fourth quarter. On the fourth Alabama drive in the first half, Alabama goes 8 plays for 64 yards. And Milrow, at the end of the drive on the scoring play, throws a 5-yard pass to Ryan Williams. Bama picks up a pass interference on a 3rd and long to extend the drive. It's one of the key plays that keeps the ball moving in the drive. Milrow completes a 21-yard pass on the drive on 1st and 10 to Jeremy Bernard to put Alabama in the red zone. And then on that 1st and goal play, Milrow hits Ryan Williams for a 5-yard TD pass. Alabama does take a 7-0 lead in the second quarter with 13 minutes to go, but really could have been up 10-0, if not 14-0, save for Milrow's interception on the prior drive. So Alabama's up 7-0 on Tennessee's 4th drive, they go 5 plays for 28 yards, and then Alabama gets an interception to stop the UT drive. The interception's actually thrown when Nico Iamaliava is knocked out of the game, and the backup quarterback comes in and throws an interception. So again, Alabama's fortunate to get another turnover and to stop a UT drive, and UT was driving on that. So again, Alabama's leading 7-0, could have been up 10-0, if not 14-0, but really the way UT has driven the ball and shot themselves in the foot with costly turnovers, a 7-0 lead is good for Alabama, but Tennessee is showing that they have a lot of fight in them if they can cut out the turnovers, which they will do in the second half. Alabama comes out on its 5th drive in the first half. They go 3 plays for -23 yards and ends up having to punt as Alabama commits 2 penalties that take them out of field goal range. Milrow on 3rd and 19 at the Alabama 41 is sacked and gets an intentional grounding call as the Alabama pass protection breaks down. Milrow holds onto the ball and doesn't throw the ball away. Alabama had the ball on the UT 41-yard line and was really in business to come away with some more points. But again, Alabama miscues and just an ineffective offense that doesn't lack consistently, is not able to put together strong drives, turns the ball over and is forced to punt. And so Bama's up 7-0 with 9 minutes left to go. UT takes over the ball. And on its 5th drive, they go 6 plays for 61 yards. But they throw another interception as Alabama comes up with 2nd interception with the ball on the 19-yard line as Nico Iamaliava has UT in the red zone. Alabama comes away with a key interception to stop another UT drive. And this is now the 3rd takeaway by Alabama. They recovered 1 fumble, get 2 interceptions, and they stop UT in the red zone and take over on their own 12-yard line, again leading 7-0. So very, very fortunate that Alabama's up 7-0, but their Alabama's inability to take advantage of these costly UT turnovers really hurts Alabama when they could be up 10-0, 17-0, and instead are only up 7-0. So on the next drive, Alabama starts the ball on its, and this is their sixth drive of the half, start the ball on their own 12-yard line. They go 3 and out and have to punt. They run one play for 4 yards. Then they have 2 incomplete passes by Milrow. And why they just didn't run the ball 3 times and punt the ball but had to throw 2 passes, again, I think Alabama's being way too cute, but also showing Alabama's lack of confidence in their run blocking to just come out and bulldoze Tennessee's line that they threw when they had the ball back on their own 12-yard line, ran one run play, threw 2 passes. Milrow's unable to hit those short intermediate passes, keep the ball moving, punt the ball back to UT, and turn the ball over again are very ineffective. So now UT takes over the ball with less than 6 minutes to go on their sixth drive. They start the ball on their own 30-yard line. They go 6 plays for 38 yards. But at the end of this drive, they miss a 50-yard field goal. So now you've had UT miss 2 field goals. They have turned the ball over 3 times and failed to score. And Alabama's still only up 7-0. UT is able to withstand some costly turnovers and missed field goals. Alabama takes the ball over on their own 32. They go on their own 32-yard line. They go 12 plays for 32 yards, and Alabama now misses a 54-yard field goal with 34 seconds left in the half. Bama's still up 7-0. But again, could have been up 10-0, could have been up 17-0, could have been up 20-0, arguably as much as 24-0 with the missed field goal, all the missed opportunities. It's really unfortunate that Alabama has the turnover advantage at halftime. UT is not playing well in the first half, and Alabama is only able to have a 7-0 lead at halftime. And if you're really paying close attention at this time in the game and you relook at the tape, even though Alabama's winning 7-0, UT just keeps shooting themselves in the foot. And if they can eliminate the mistakes, you feel that UT got a real good shot in the second half. So UT comes out after Alabama misses the field goal. LT Overton sacks Nico Iamaleava for a 5-yard loss. UT kneels on the ball, and Alabama goes into halftime leading 7-0. And you're happy that as a Bama fan, I was happy that Alabama had the lead, but really it was more about UT turning the ball over too much, missing field goals, playing poorly than it was Alabama playing really well, as Alabama's offense was not able to move the ball effectively on the UT defense. And when they had opportunities in the red zone, were not able to come away with field goals. Instead, had costly turnovers, took sacks, put themselves out of field goal range, missed field goals, as Alabama really blew an opportunity to have a commanding lead at halftime. In the second half, UT takes the ball first. They come out 6 plays for 12 yards, and they're forced to punt. Bama gets a big sack by Deontay Lawson on second down to force UT in 3rd and long, and then they punt. Alabama takes over on its first drive in the second half, and they go 8 plays for 42 yards. Alabama gets to 4th down, and they're on 4th and 1 at their own 48-yard line. Instead of going for it on first down, they play the field position game, and they punt the ball and put UT on its own 9-yard line. So with about 13 minutes left to go in the first half, Alabama still has a 7-0 lead. And Alabama moved the ball effectively on that drive, but it bogged down into that 4th and 1, and they weren't able to convert. UT comes out on its second drive, and then UT really shows out as they go 7 plays for 91 yards, and they score a 2-yard touchdown run by Dylan Sampson. UT is able to pick up four first downs on this 91-yard drive, including a Dylan Sampson 13-yard run, a Dylan Sampson 36-yard run, and a Nico Iamaliava 27-yard scramble on a pass play to put UT down to the Alabama 9-yard line, and then UT's able to just hammer the ball in and score as the UT offensive line in this particular drive really shows its ability to get push up front and to run the ball effectively against Alabama. And at this time, you think the Alabama defense is on its heels and that UT looks like the stronger team. And we're now tied up at 7-7 with 6:32 left in the third quarter. On the second Alabama drive, Alabama comes out and they go 10 plays for 53 yards, ending with an Alabama field goal. Alabama gets a pass interference call on the drive to put Alabama on the UT 48-yard line. Alabama gets two more first downs. They get down to the UT 14-yard line, but Alabama in the red zone again bogs down as Milroe's not able to find the end zone. Bama loses 3 yards on first down. Milroe on second and third down in the red zone throws two incomplete passes, and then Alabama kicks a field goal, and Alabama now takes a 10-7 lead with a little bit more than 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Alabama's really lucky to be up 10-7, and also their inability to take advantage of those UT first half mistakes really hurts them, as they could have a much larger lead had they executed properly and played flawless. And you get the sense that even though Alabama has a 10-7 lead, that UT is surging and Alabama is struggling. On drive number three, Tennessee goes 75 yards in 9 plays and scores a touchdown to take a 14-10 lead with 1 minute to go in the third quarter, as Tennessee hits a big 55-yard pass play to put Tennessee down to the Alabama 3-yard line. Then UT scores on the next play on a Dylan Sampson run. Again, as that Tennessee offensive line gets a push against the Bama defensive line and just blows them off the ball. Sampson scores, and now UT has a 14-10 lead. Tennessee is surging as they've scored 14 points in the second half, and Alabama's only got 3 points, and it looks like Tennessee is the better team. But Alabama keeps fighting and really is able to hang in there until about 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So on drive number three for Alabama, they come out, and Alabama actually responds in a very impressive manner as they go 75 yards in 6 plays and they score on a Justice Haynes 7-yard run. And Alabama's now back on top 17-14. And all of a sudden, the momentum seems to have shifted again as Alabama has a lead 17-14 with a little bit less than 14 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Alabama was helped by a face mask penalty on the drive and also a 28-yard pass play from Milroe to Jeremy Bernard to put Alabama on the UT 7-yard line. But these will be the last points that Alabama will score in the game, as the UT defense really clamps down on Alabama's offense and seems to figure out what they need to do to stop Alabama. And so at this point, even though you're feeling good that Alabama's responded and taking a 17-14 lead, ultimately UT figures out what they need to do to stop Alabama and to put this game away. On drive number four of UT, Tennessee comes out and they go 29 yards in 9 plays, but they have to punt the ball at the end of this drive, and they pin Alabama back on their own 4-yard line. UT committed multiple penalties on this drive that really stopped their drive and forced them to punt. So at this point, Alabama's pinned back with a 17-14 lead with 10 minutes to go left in the game, but they're on their own 4-yard line. Bama comes out and goes 3 and outs, forced to punt. On 3rd and 6 on this drive, Milroe throws an incomplete pass. It's curious that Alabama chose to throw a pass deep in their own territory when an interception, anything, could have been costly. But Milroe isn't able to complete a short pass. Bama punts and puts UT back on their own 46-yard line, trailing 17-14. But UT's in business as they had Alabama pinned back, and then they're able to get the ball back. UT comes out, and they go 54 yards and seven plays to score a touchdown on a 16-yard pass from Nico Iamaleava to Chris Brazel, and they take a 21-17 lead with 5:52 left in the game. UT was helped out with the defensive holding call against Alabama on this drive, but here UT comes out. They really assert themselves and their ability to get a push against the Alabama defensive line and move the ball right down the field. They take a 21-17 lead, and they will hold the lead for the rest of the game, even though there's a lot of drama as Alabama tries to come back and see if they can take the lead again. UT's defense, Tennessee's defense, just proves to be too tough, and Alabama's not able to make the plays needed to score again and threaten Tennessee. So the next drive, Alabama comes out. They go three and out on the drive after the UT score as Milroe takes a sack on third and 10. The punt puts UT on its own 30-yard line. But really, the UT defense overwhelmed the Alabama offense as Alabama was able to do nothing on that quick drive. So UT has the ball and has a lead 21-17 with less than 5 minutes to go left in the game. UT on their next drive with UT comes out and Alabama is able to force a three and out. So Tennessee punts the ball to Alabama, and Alabama takes over the ball on its own 31-yard line, trailing 21-17 with less than 3 minutes to go in the game. This drive is really Alabama's last real chance to try to win the game. Milroe comes out, throws an incomplete pass on first down. Milroe throws a pass on second down to Justice Haynes, and he's able to only gain 3 yards. So on third and seven, Milroe throws an incomplete pass. Alabama goes for it on fourth and seven with less than 2 minutes to go as they're getting desperate, trailing 21-17 and time running out. Alabama gets hit with a personal foul on fourth down, and it's now fourth and 22 as Alabama had converted the first down, but a bad penalty from Alabama puts Alabama in a fourth and 22 hold. Alabama goes for it. They're only able to pick up 13 yards on fourth and 22, and they turn the ball over to Tennessee on downs, giving the ball back to Tennessee on the Alabama 31-yard line with Tennessee leading 21-17 with a minute 48 left. UT defense shut Alabama down again, and Alabama really struggled and did not know what to do against that Tennessee defense in the fourth quarter. So Tennessee takes over, and Tennessee goes 8 yards in four plays, and they had great field position, and they kick a field goal to take a 24-17 lead with a minute 30 left. As UT ran down the clock, Alabama's forced to burn timeouts, and then UT kicks a field goal. Alabama gets the ball back on its own 25-yard line with a minute 24 left, and Milroe on first down throws an interception. Tennessee takes the ball and really has the ball on their own 38-yard line, and so UT now has, on the Milroe interception, takes over leading 24-17 with a minute 24 left. Tennessee is able to run out the clock, and Tennessee wins 24-17. So as we look at this game in full, UT really dominated the fourth quarter, dominated the second half. Tennessee was able to put up 24 points in the second half and hold Alabama to 10 points and to win the game and dominate the second half. UT was dominant on both lines of scrimmage in the second half, and they cut out the turnovers. They didn't miss any field goals. They cut out the miscues, and they were able to also get negative plays out of the Alabama offense. Milroe threw an interception that was really costly, threw an interception in the red zone early in the game, and then threw that first down interception as Alabama was desperate to try to move the ball to see if they'd score a touchdown and tie the game and try to get it into overtime. And so really Alabama's running game and its passing game were not consistently effective in the second half. Tennessee was able to load the line, make sure that Alabama couldn't run the ball, make sure that Milroe could not run the ball. They also made sure that Alabama was not able to get over the top with their receivers and forced Milroe to look for the short intermediate passing game. And Milroe was not able to effectively move the ball with those short and intermediate passes. And Tennessee figured out the formula and what they needed to do. So really, this was a tough loss for Alabama. Tennessee proved to be a very strong team. They ended up making the playoffs. They did not play well at Ohio State in that playoff game, but they did make the playoffs, were able to make finish out the season with only one more loss as they lost to Georgia. But Tennessee only loses two times in the season. So this loss to Tennessee, it was a good Tennessee team. And certainly it was not a bad loss like the Vanderbilt loss was, but Alabama, after losing to Vanderbilt, had very little margin to lose any more games. So losing this game was really costly, but it showed the problems that Alabama had. Too many turnovers, undisciplined play, an inability to stop the run when they needed to on key plays, and then offensively, very inconsistent. It was either boom or bust on offense, either big plays with Milroe with his legs or big pass plays or nothing. And there were too many situations where the ball was turned over by Milroe on interceptions, where he took untimely sacks. And so, again, it just exposed the lack of consistency and the inability to put together 8-play, 10-play, 12-play drives by the Alabama offense, and that would really haunt them the rest of the season, this inconsistent play from the offensive line, inconsistent play in the running game, and particularly inconsistent play from the quarterback in that he could make really big plays, really explosive plays, but he could also make some really bad plays, untimely turnovers, costly turnovers, and could not be relied upon to consistently make key third down throws in third and short, third and medium, and third and long, and also short, precise pass plays in the red zone, as Alabama really struggled in the red zone to put points on the board when they had opportunities. And so Tennessee was able to beat Alabama for these reasons, and it really exposed issues that would come back to haunt Alabama again in the game at Oklahoma, and then also came back to haunt them in the game against Michigan in the bowl game, as Alabama ended up losing three games in the regular season, lost four games in total, and missed making the playoffs. And it was really due to these issues about inability to stop a strong run game, inability of the offensive line to impose their will on a strong defense and to run the ball effectively when needed, and the quarterback's inability to read a defense, make precise reads, and make timely throws and hit those plays that were there to be had in the short intermediate passing game. And defenses figured out that if you're going to stop Alabama, you shut down Milroe with his legs, you shut down the run game, you load the line of scrimmage, you give him the short intermediate passing, and you take a bend but don't break, assuming that Milroe's not going to be able to pick you apart, and you don't give anything over the top to Milroe since he is a good deep ball thrower. So Tennessee beats Alabama 24-17. Big win for Tennessee. Bad loss for Alabama. And it really just was indicative of the reasons why Alabama was not good enough to make the playoffs in 2024, and exposed issues and weaknesses in the Alabama team. And also, these are the things that Alabama is going to have to clean up in 2025. They're going to have to get better, more consistent play from the quarterback position in 2025. They want to make the playoffs. The offensive line is going to have to be more buttoned up. The penalties are going to have to be reduced, both on the offensive side and the defensive side. And then from the defensive side, the defensive line is going to have to be much more effective at stopping the run game, as Tennessee, particularly in the fourth quarter, had their way, as the Tennessee offensive line bulldozed the Alabama defensive line and were able to pick up key conversions through running the ball and really able to just dominate Alabama's defense with a strong offensive line push. Let's look at a few quick stats. The stats were pretty mixed in terms of total yards in this game. Alabama had 314 yards to Tennessee's 404, so Tennessee won the total yardage play. Alabama had 239 yards passing to Tennessee's 194 yards passing, but really it was the running, the rushing yards that really told the story. Alabama was only able to run the ball for 75 yards. Tennessee put 214 yards of rushing as, again, Tennessee's offensive line was able to punish Alabama's defensive line and really run the ball effectively. And Alabama was not able to impose its will on the Tennessee defense and run the ball effectively, even though Alabama had 23 first downs to Tennessee's 21 first downs. It was really missed field goals and turnovers for Tennessee that short-circuited some of their drives. In terms of penalty yards, Alabama had 15 penalties to Tennessee's 11. Alabama had 115 yards to 95 yards for Tennessee. Third down conversions, Alabama was only 3 of 14 on third down conversions. Tennessee was 6 of 14. So they were better on the third down conversions again, which just shows in that short intermediate yardage that was needed, Tennessee was able to more effectively impose their will on Alabama. And those things led to the loss ultimately. And it was really the fourth quarter, the second half play in the fourth quarter, where Tennessee thoroughly outplayed Alabama that ultimately led to Alabama losing. So anyway, this has been a rewind relook at Alabama's loss to Tennessee and its second loss of the season. And it really showed why Alabama was unlikely to make the playoffs and what those problems were. And many of these problems that were exposed in this game were not fixed the rest of the season and continued to show up in the Alabama season. All right, you all have a great 4th of July. This has been another Bamateur Hour. Be safe. God bless America. And thank you for listening to another Bamateur Hour episode. God bless and have a great 4th of July.